There's a test today in George Washington Community High School's etymology class. Yes, there's a high school class dedicated to the study of word origins. And teacher Deb Aquino is flipping through flashcards to help her students study word roots.
All right, think of diameter. What is it? Yeah, diameter. Across, through.
Aquino's been an English teacher at Washington for 7 years. Through six consecutive years worth of failing ratings under Indiana's school letter grading system, through some tense moments last year when many wondered whether the state would simply take over Washington. But to turn the school around, the state and Washington staff looked to student data. Instead of taking control of the school, the state brought in a team from a company called Wireless Generation. Students took standardized low-stakes tests every so often, and Wireless Generation would help Aquino and other teachers dig into the data and figure out which students needed the most help before the bigger tests.
Instead of waiting 4 weeks, hoping you taught it right, hoping the kids got it, and then taking that big high-stakes test and realizing nobody got what you wanted them to get, it's like every week, you know, just kind of check real quick, you know, are they getting the skills?
As a result, this year, the school's letter grade went up for the first time since 2005, from an F to a C. Washington staff cites many reasons for the improvement. It's not all Wireless Generation, from community partners to a grant funded with federal stimulus money. But Principal Teresa Yazell says the Wireless Generation team has been another helpful set of eyes on the school's data.
What I like is that it gives another perspective on how to improve the school.
Under State Superintendent Tony Bennett's administration, Indiana Department of Education officials identified around 280 priority schools statewide to work with, and each intervention is different. But the overall goal is to convey a sense of urgency to local school leaders. After all, after six straight Fs, a school can be taken over by the state. Bennett once recounted a Fort Wayne school board member's response to the state's call for improvement, and according to Bennett, he said,
"We took a five-year improvement plan and compressed it to 1 year, and Dr. Bennett, you said blame you, and we did." Well, you know what? That's how accountability should work.
But state intervention isn't all about playing good cop, bad cop, says Jim Larson, who runs the state's Office of School Improvement.
I will be the enemy, but I also will be the support. Just you need to tell me, based on your local context, what it is that you need me to represent.
The mantle for helping struggling schools improve will soon fall to State Superintendent-elect Glenda Ritz, who says she wants to maintain the sense of urgency.
I'm a no-nonsense person.
But Ritz says she will oppose outright state takeovers. She says it's fundamentally wrong for public dollars to go to the private operator who would run a school. She also wants to make state intervention seem less punitive.
We shouldn't be waiting for things to happen and then say, okay, now I'm going to provide all the supports I needed under a takeover. I mean, I think that it should happen all along. And if it does happen all along, you should never have a school in a position where they would even be, you know, even considered as to be at that level for a takeover.
All right, so think of the etymology as the Catholic Church.
Back in etymology class, Washington student Joanna Lane frowns when she hears a mention of state intervention. She wonders whether the school is paying attention to more than students' test scores.
If you're just worrying about making sure that they memorize certain stuff to pass tests, that's not getting them ready for life. That's getting them ready to pass tests.
Maybe so, says a student sitting next to Joanna, but he feels like he has good teachers and that he's getting what he needs to succeed. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.